This is Get a Real Job, the podcast devoted to people who choose risk over safe bets, who pursue their passion against all odds and are doing what they want, how they want, despite people and sometimes the voices in their own heads telling them they're nuts.
When the field that I wanted to work in didn't exist, I created it.
The only thing you have to decide is how hard do you want to work.
I really never went into the design of the restaurant of not succeeding. One way or another, I was going to succeed.
I'm your host, Dan Bova, editorial director of Entrepreneur.com. Thanks for listening. And now, get a real job. Today's guest, Alexis Ohanian, is the co-founder of Reddit, the founder of 776, and an advisor to a fun new program Stella Artois launched that aims to inspire people to focus on investing their time in the things that matter instead of obsessing over their taxes. And for Alexis, those things are his wife, Serena Williams, who you may have heard of before, and their adorable daughter, Olympia. Hope you enjoy our chat about how this admittedly super competitive guy has evolved his thinking on what it means to be successful and what, if any, competition he thinks he can beat his wife, Serena, in. Good luck with that, Alexis. Hope you enjoy. You know, how did you get involved with Stella, and why was this important for you to do?
Well, an email showed up in my inbox, and I've enjoyed Stella in the past. I remember my first trip to Belgium was probably 2003, 2004. I suppose a summer during college, and so fun memories. Great beer culture over there. And, I would love a big part of my legacy to be around advocating for greatness at work, you know, no doubt, but with a healthy appreciation for, maybe balance isn't the right word, but a healthy appreciation for the fact that the way that we get to do great work is because we're investing our time in ourselves, in our loved ones, in our friends as well. And, you know, this gets called a bunch of different things, but I know I made mistakes in my early years of my career by glorifying hard work and long hours to the extent that it was just not healthy for me. And where, you know, there's some serious diminishing marginal returns as you put in those extra hours of overwork. And it happens from time to time because there are deadlines with the projects, but trying to do it for a sustained period of time, especially as an entrepreneur where, you know, you're the CEO at the end of the day. It is your everything on the line, but, you know, after a certain number of hours of not reinvesting in yourself and reinvigorating yourself, you're doing worse and worse quality work. And you're also losing touch with the things that really, really matter, the new perspectives, the re-energizing nature of just, you know, being able to balance and prioritize making memories with the people who really matter. And I think I've gotten a lot better in the last, let's say, 10 years. I give myself like a B+. Maybe an A-.
Okay.
But I would argue, you know, the last 10 years of my career have been even more productive and effective than the first. And I think finding that balance has been great. And I speak pretty openly about it. And the folks at Stella said, hey, you know what? We're doing this interesting take on a financial advisor. We'd love for you to be our financial advisor. And it definitely resonated with me.
So did you have, and we'll talk a little bit more about the specifics of this program, but I'm wondering, you know, you said over the last 10 years, things that you sort of had this awakening, and was there a specific moment, or was there a kind of thing that happened where that made you kind of step back and go, wait a minute, I'm going about this all wrong?
Wow. There were a couple. I think the first awakening was about 10 years ago, right after my mom passed, and I realized the work that I needed to spend for the rest of my years were going to, in many ways, be a tribute to her and all of her investment in me. And so the work that I wanted to be doing, I wanted to be something that I knew she would be proud of and have, you know, the impact that I know she would want me to have. And then, you know, about 5 years ago, priorities reset again, because I was, right around the time I proposed to my now wife, I realized, you know, we'd had a conversation where she said, and it's actually pretty early in the relationship even, she said that I worked harder than her. She was like, gosh, you worked even harder than me. And at the time, I immediately was like, oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she's like, that's not a compliment. I was like, wait, what? And what she knew and what I've been learning and working on is that, and athletes know this better than anyone because their work is as mental as it is physical,
right,
that the recovery time is just as important as the time you're putting in practicing and actually at the offices. And they're also the ones playing an objective sport.
Right.
We're in industries where we make up our wins and losses all the time. We sort of have metrics, but not really. Sport is a great equalizer in that way. And so it's advice worth heeding. And so I heard this, like, wow, okay. So what I'm hearing is, and what I'm actually seeing is just how well she balances that time on and that time off. Because when she's at work, she's 110% committed to that. And when she's not, she's 110% not. And it's something I've strived for because what she pointed out so well is that me working more than her was not necessarily, that's not the path to greatness. It's not as simple as just logging as many hours as you possibly can. It's about making the most of the hours that you're putting in. And yeah, look, hard work is a requisite for trying to do exceptional things. Like, we all know that. And I think what we're seeing more and more entrepreneurs realize, more and more people realize, is that it can be quite self-defeating if you don't take that time to reinvest in yourself, whether it's, you know, through time spent with loved ones or self-care or what have you. And, you know, that was eye-opening. And then certainly becoming a dad, gosh, almost four years ago now, was another one, because I need to be in this for the long term. I need to be at my best for as long as I can be, to be a great dad, to be a great husband, to be a great, you know, business dad in the process. And that means just working harder to try to find that balance, because I'm role modeling behavior. Now I'm role modeling behavior for my daughter, for what she will come to expect from a man. And even the ways that I treat her, the ways that I treat her mom, like our relationship, our dynamic, all of those things are helping her build a model of what that should look like. And so, yeah, obviously I want her to see someone who works hard and has a great career that he's proud of and that he's doing work that he's proud of. But I also want her to remember pancakes on the weekend and spending the time having that balance and those moments, because that is the stuff that's going to matter. Prioritizing that time is going to matter. And I love the fact that that was basically, Stella was like, look, talk about the things that you are trying your best to live as a business dad. And that's what we're looking for in a financial advisor. And I was like, that's what you do.
More coming up from our guests, but first, a word from our sponsor. Hey everybody, so hoping these conversations are getting you all fired up to finally start that business you always wanted to launch, or maybe take that side hustle to the next level, but maybe you need just a little more inspiration and information to kind of push you over the edge. Well, that's why I want to talk to you about Entrepreneur Insider. Entrepreneur Insider is a program that we have at entrepreneur.com that is geared to do all of that and more. It's a membership-based program that provides insights and advice from industry experts with exclusive benefits. Let me tell you about those benefits. When you join, you get access to premium articles, videos, webinars, really good webinars, I should add. These are not boring put you to sleep slideshows. These are great experts that have really, really sharp advice that you can listen to and use them like 10 minutes later. It's really good stuff. You also get a weekly newsletter and you get an ad-free experience when you go to entrepreneur.com. Plus, you get a free one-year subscription to Entrepreneur Magazine, that paper thing that you could carry around and you never have to plug in to recharge. Really great articles every month, really awesome pictures. And sometimes it's nice to just read something on paper, I have to say, from my personal opinion. So, how much does it cost to join Entrepreneur Insider? It's only $5 a month. If you join today, you start boosting your business knowledge, growing your brand, you get access to all these great things. And seriously, those webinars, they're really, really good. I heartily recommend you doing it just for that. And also the magazine, really cool stuff. So if you are interested, and I know you are because you could hear the pleading in my voice that this is actually a really cool deal, visit entrepreneur.com/insider to unlock your access today. That's entrepreneur.com/insider. Unlock your access, get going, get fired up, do it today. And we're back. Yeah, it's everything you just said. You got me all choked up talking about your daughter like that. All the things that you just said, so important. And I think, you know, through the pandemic especially, I think people are really kind of coming to this realization about what really matters in life and what doesn't, and which mm-hmm. is awesome. And which is part of the reason why I thought this program is so cool, this Stella Mutual, where people can, gather together and share thoughts and feelings. And there's also some pretty cool prizes that they could win if they do this, including, you know, one-on-one mentorship with you, which I think people will be falling over themselves to do.
Well, good. Well, I'm that was our hope. And, we got, some pretty good prizes, from, cash prizes to that, consulting session. And, I think, this is an opportunity as we start opening up, as the vaccines keep rolling out, and thankfully, I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm expecting there to be this tremendous energy as folks, really make up for lost time and want to spend as much time as we can with friends and family members and be out and about and enjoying life together. And I think, it's much deserved, and I personally also can't wait for it. And I really do hope this mindset that we're feeling of, wow, I'm not going to take this for granted again, right? Being able to go out and, I got to take my wife out on a dinner date, in Melbourne for the first time in, I don't know how long, almost a year, in a crowded, packed restaurant because the city was COVID-free, and probably only open up in Melbourne, and it was exhilarating, and it was such a basic, but not something I would have taken for granted a year and a half. I think we all did, and so look, yes, as weeks turn into months, turn into years, we are naturally going to start taking those things for granted again. But I really do hope we can hang on to this for as long as possible.
Yeah,
I hope we then get to really put a little bit, even more emphasis on the time that we're spending with one another. And we're seeing it. I think we're even going to see a whole new wave of technology that's prioritizing actually spending time with the people you're with, as opposed to just being on your phone the whole time. And that was the investment thesis behind us backing a photo sharing app called Bispo. Because you can't look at the photos until the next day. You take the photo, you go back to the moment, and you got to wait a day for them to sort of quote unquote develop.
Oh, that's great.
There's a reason why Gen Z is gravitating towards technologies like this in particular, because this is such a formative time, and they've grown up in the shadow of social media apps that frankly handcuff us to our phones and our devices instead of letting us be in the moment. We're taking 1,000 photos and then editing them and making sure we find the perfect one to share with a bunch of people to give us likes who don't really care.
Right.
and there's a damage to that. There's a cost to that, rather.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see more and more companies, more and more people talking about these things that matter. And I'm grateful to be able to partner with Stella on this.
That's great. And, you know, I between this and other things that you've got going on, you know, it seems you're driven by these two, you know, you're creating businesses, or you're finding founders who are, you know, creating companies that seem like they have a good chance of success, but also that they're going to do some good in the world, which is awesome. But I wonder, you know, you're married to one of the most greatest competitors on earth. You talked about the hard work. How does your competitiveness match up with Serena's?
Ooh, I should ask her. I think I am just as competitive, but in very different venues. Thankfully, I don't play tennis. I think, and I've actually seen it, you know, all the conversations we've had as she's been setting up businesses of her own, like S by Serena, as well as her investing. I'm very happy to support and give advice and give help. I'm also still very, very competitive. And you know, the thing for me is I know our daughter is going to have people, total strangers, coming up to her for the rest of her life, telling her what an impact her mother made on them, on the world. And that's amazing, and rightly so. I, however, am very competitive, and I want just as many people coming up to Olympia and having the same conversation about how great her dad is and what her dad did and the legacy I'd have. And I know I will never match, just because of my own circumstances, I'll never be able to match Serena's impact on the world, but I'm still going to give it a good try. And that's a big part of, I mean, that's what fueled my decisions last year, whether it was, you know, stepping down in protest from the board of Reddit, or ultimately starting this new venture firm, 776. Like, these are the things I want to be my legacy. And I want, Olympia is not going to care about 99% of the things in my career that I think are so important right now.
Right.
I hope she cares about the pancakes. I hope she cares about, you know, get eggs from our backyard chicken, and you know, and the time we spend together just doing silly, dumb things together.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I think I just want to be cognizant of time. If we could just do one more question here. Sorry about that.
Yep, absolutely. But I do
really want to get that right. And so I'm very, very competitive. but I know that's what fuels, I think that's what fueled all the success that Serena and I have been fortunate to have, is that drive.
That's great. All right. So then my final question is there any sport or game that you are able to beat Serena Williams, one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, at?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Horse. If we were to play, I've got a little basketball hoop here, I think I would dominate. And video games broadly, her forte is really like old school, like NES console type games.
Okay.
But any modern game, I would watch her. I think she probably, she could give me a run for my money with some of the classics, like Super NES, like maybe Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I think that could be competitive, but the rest I would just absolutely dominate it.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see an esports tournament with you two going at it. I think people would like to watch that. Thanks so much. Really appreciate your time and all the great things that you're spearheading. So really great talking to you.
Right on. Likewise.
That's our episode, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Get a Real Job comes out every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you harvest your favorite podcasts. Leave us a review, give us a share, and make big people Go to entrepreneur.com for new episodes of this and to listen to our other great podcasts. Thanks.